From the inside of Ideal Collaborative, this is the Optimal Human Health Podcast.
Yeah, let's make sure my phone's on ring.
Is that ring?
Do you want to stand next to him?
Let's just take a fucking call.
Huh?
I'll sit in the middle. I fixed your thing, so now I just go a limp.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another...
Wait. On. Let's...
God damn it.
Oh, shit. There it goes again.
Okay. I think it usually turns blue.
Does that go up? I thought I always had it down.
You are correct.
All right, now we got it.
Why are you changing it?
Changing what?
My mic is upright. Usually it's...
Can I do the audio thing?
So, Jake.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Optimal Human Health Podcast. This is episode 4719, and with us today, Coach Josh, Coach Roseanne, and...
Brian's back.
How are we doing today? We good?
Great.
Great.
It's a Friday.
It's sunny out.
We're standing in front of God knows what background, because I haven't put it in there yet.
Like a rock star stage.
Are we sailing?
Tahiti.
Tahini? Like the...
Tahiti.
Like Tahini?
The spread?
Tahiti.
Okay.
I could spell it, but
okay.
I can't spell it.
There's a restaurant called Tahona.
That's in Boulder.
Tacoma.
We could go to Tahona. No.
Tacoma, Washington. Yeah.
That's my truck.
That's a truck.
Do you guys know what the Tacoma aroma is?
No.
I learned about this when I went to Seattle last time. When you drive through Tacoma...
It smells like coffee.
No, it smells like shit. And there's like all these theories as to why it smells like shit, but everybody that lives there calls it the Tacoma aroma. And Josh has a Tacoma.
It has quite the aroma.
We could ask Colleen and Xander why it is, but I think it was like some sewage dump or something a long time ago.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about today? We had our topic was, what did we decide on? We're doing the changes to CrossFit. What has changed in the last year? What direction is it heading? What happened to Dave Castro? He's been missing for 6 months.
And the CrossFit year. Games.
Is he dead? We don't know.
Maybe he did join Scientology.
Maybe he did.
Those guys
he's like Bigfoot now. Every once in a while, there's a sighting.
Right.
Yeah.
Do we see him at all for the open? I don't think so.
Glassman?
Castro.
Castro.
We see Glassman a lot now.
Yeah,
but...
I saw Castro once
on
Instagram.
So Castro's been posting.
What changes? What are the biggest changes they made in the last year? Like, what have you noticed that's been the most prevalent?
Their mass firing of their media team.
That's why did they do that though? Like, I think the better question is, what direction were they heading, and what direction is Castro or Glassman? Which direction does he want to take it now?
So with the games,
yeah.
He felt like it was taking more of the spotlight rather than the wellness side of it. So he's I don't know where to look, by the way.
Right there.
You can look at me.
Make sure it's important.
Aren't we talking to each other?
Yeah. I feel like I got a third party over here. Like, I can't leave them out.
You can just look at us.
Like, I thought that we were having a conversation yeah. with each other.
It's weird when there's a camera.
I don't even see the camera. That's a speaker.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, there's a camera on top of it.
There's a camera on the speaker.
But yeah, so okay. To get back on topic.
Anyway, go.
So it's he felt like there was too much emphasis on the competitive aspect of it, and it wasn't incorporating as many countries as possible, so there was only like the top tier countries involved, and it was taken away from the health and wellness side of it. When CrossFit was initially created, that's what it was for, so he's trying to get back to those roots.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, was it initially created for health and wellness?
Yeah, to get people moving, functional fitness, overall lifestyle. It wasn't so much a competitive aspect.
Yeah, that's true.
Just to get people moving again.
The reason that Greg Glassman invented CrossFit was to get the most people healthy the best way possible.
Yeah.
So if you review, you know, world-class fitness in 100 words, nowhere in those 100 words does it say being the best at the sport of fitness. In fact, in the level one seminar, there's a sickness, wellness, fitness curve. At zero, when you are the most sick and least fit, least well, it is the same as the most fit. The most well is at the top of the curve. So after you get really, really fit, as your fitness increases, you get sicker. So if you think about these games athletes that are just doing this, as their job 8 hours a day, they're actually just as sick as somebody on the couch if you look at their health markers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So
that makes sense.
We're trying to bring that dial back up to the middle. So it got too far to one side. And most people, that's all they cared about, right? Is going to a CrossFit gym, trying to be competitive, doing as much as they can, and then getting injured or getting sick in the process.
So it pissed a lot of people off. And the people it pissed off is those athletes that were just trying to make it to regionals, right? Maybe they still had a regular job, but they were good athletes. And their season was trying to make it to regionals every single year, right? And it pissed off all those people because it removed regionals. So those athletes can't exist. But I actually think it's a great move, right? You want to find the fittest on earth. Well, why are we looking at regional athletes and why are these people trying to compete? It is the top 20 from the open in the world or top in your country. Mm. That is the test of the fittest on earth. You have to work out 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
You have to be on point with nutrition, pay somebody for recovery,
yeah.
All these things. So it actually makes all the affiliates like us better. Because we can focus on the health and wellness of our members, and that's 99% of them.
Yeah. Right.
And to bring in the country aspect of it, for the games in the past, there's only been like a top tier of countries that have gone, like a handful of countries, right? And now what he's trying to restructure the games for is to incorporate smaller countries to be involved so they get health and fitness involved in their country and spread out throughout the whole country. So he wants to try to make it like the Olympic aspect where you get all countries involved no matter what level they're at fitness-wise. So if you have a country that maybe only have one or two athletes and say they're not the top tier in the world, at least their country is getting recognized, and then that promotes good health and wellness across their country to promote CrossFit. So it's to spread it out globally instead of just in the top tier countries that can produce the best athletes.
I think they did a really good job of trying to shift the focus this year because the Open was different. It was completely different. Because remember, like every single year they'd have like, oh, it's Sam Briggs versus somebody. Tune in now. Casper's going to do the Open announcement. This year it was kind of like four different countries doing it at the same time. One of the gyms would have the Open announcement. They would do it. It sometimes would be in French. Sometimes it would be in Portuguese. And then they would do the workout. It wasn't as exciting. So I think they did a successful job by firing most of the media staff and shifting the focus away from that.
Yeah, and getting more people involved in it. I mean, that's what we try to do as a gym anyway, it seems, is to say everybody can do the Open and let's have fun with this. And you know, not emphasize, I mean, a lot of people probably don't even know that there's a regionals and, you know, steps to get to the games.
I think like Brian mentioned too, I think it's cutting out those athletes that were just making it to regionals.
Yeah.
They were just making it to regionals. I think that's good too, because I mean, honestly, you're going to regionals and then you're finishing last at regionals and you're going home.
The percentage is what? 1%?
Not even.
Less than that.
It's like, I think it's like 0.3%.
So we're going back to what CrossFit is meant for. It's meant to help people improve their health and their overall functional movement, right? Things like that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Increase work capacity across multiple time and modal domains.
I think for
all the nerds that are listening, that was.
That's a good. I think I heard that somewhere, maybe at a level one.
Maybe. I don't know.
I remembered some of your stuff. Mm. I think in general, at least the direction, and I find this silly because that we're going this way in the CrossFit community because Brian had come up with this a while ago. A couple of years ago that he wanted to make, to direct, not his, just have a CrossFit gym where you can just grunt out these wads, but to actually make people healthier and across the board, not just in a 20-minute, 15-minute workout. So I think it's great that I feel like, Brian, creative mind here, it's kind of ahead of the curve of what people are starting to jump on board or realize, you know, you've got to do more.
That's where the idea of the collaborative came from. And it was like, they have these collaborative health models in other countries where they may or may not have like standardized healthcare. And this is not a political rant because I don't believe in that either. But what spawned from it is collaborative fitness. And, you know, we're sort of defining it right now, but collaborative fitness is, you know, you might have weightlifting, or powerlifting or high intensity cardio or CrossFit, and we're just all coming together to help whatever that athlete needs and wants for their goals. Yeah. But CrossFit's on the same page. It's all for health.
And just like in the nutrition world, like when you go to a hospital setting, and people are being put on these diets and stuff like that, there's multiple people on the team. So you have the nurses, the doctors, the dietitians who are all collaborating together to ultimately make somebody not sick, right? So that's the same scenario that we're doing for the general public.
Right.
So
yeah, just in here in this right in this office, we have physical therapy in the corner. Mm-hmm. And we're discussing the same athlete that's in our fitness program that's doing physical therapy so that the coaches can help really help with that person to get the best possible result. Yeah.
I think what's going to happen too, we've kind of started to see the shift. There's a lot of gyms that are deaffiliating or they're taking out the CrossFit from their name. And I think, we're going to see more of that, but I also think we're going to see kind of a shift too, where most gyms are going to go and they're going to go in one of two directions. One's going to focus on 99% of the population, which is the majority of people doing CrossFit. And then we're going to have smaller micro gyms on the other side. They're going to be doing competitive athletes for the CrossFit Games. But that number is going to be very, very small, I think.
Yeah, I don't. It's there, we don't have any competitive, like true competitive.
No, and the only performance side we have is the barbell club. Yeah, and that's USA Weightlifting, and that's an established sport. Yeah. That's yeah,
which is fine. But I think with the
weekend warriors, yeah, which is yeah, great, you know,
and doing Spartan races and
like local competitions for CrossFit. That's awesome. But what we're doing is we're drawing a line in the sand here saying, hey, I love CrossFit and I like to compete at the Colorado Open versus I'm competing in the CrossFit Games.
Yeah.
That's a big, big leap. Right. Yeah, and we can have fun and do weekend stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's the Olympics of that. And it's like the other cool thing about all the firings is it creates opportunity for all these professionals to make their own companies and to offer their services, which is in Greg Glassman's a libertarian. So he wants pure business. So by also doing this with the CrossFit Games, he creates opportunities for other businesses in the sport of fitness, hence the sanctionals. And even what James Fitzgerald is doing, he's trying to get functional fitness into the Olympics in 2028.
Wow.
So, and that's really cool, but that's not branded as CrossFit.
Might be, yeah.
That's just functional fitness right there. So you're going to start to see all these different avenues for competitive athletes to compete. And then there will be gyms to support those people.
Yeah.
People don't like change.
Yeah. A lot of the gyms now, they complain about it because of the change, right? So they're not.
Yeah, but I mean, you'd also look from the standpoint too, like if you're stagnant, you die.
That's why we have a lot of gym closures or, you know, ownerships changing, stuff like that.
Yeah, you got to adapt.
Yeah. And people, a lot of people are afraid to adapt because they don't know what's coming. And they want to be stuck in this old model situation where they're closed-minded and, you know, stuff happens, so.
Yeah, they get comfortable, right? Like it's their identity.
Yeah.
They know the process of regionals and the qualification, and they know from last year that this is what I got to do this year. Mm-hmm. And then it changes. So their identity is kind of stripped and it's like, well, yeah, you're a weekend warrior and that's okay. So own that, you know, and get better at the little things.
Yeah. I think with this shift of like trying to, we're not just a CrossFit gym and you're doing more of health, trying to get the general population in here to take care of everything, not just their health, their fitness, but their nutrition, you know, the aches and pains that they have. Maybe they do need to go to PT, but they just kind of wake up every day going, yep, I'm really stiff or I hurt here. And they just go through their day and they don't change anything.
Yeah.
And to get these people in here, whether they're doing CrossFit or boot camp or weightlifting or whatever, personal training, to get them in here to get moving, we need to get people to understand they need to come here for themselves. And unless a doctor prescribes it, that's the hard part is getting those people in here.
Mm-hmm.
I was just reading about right before, like what Glassman has been doing with doctors who are all on board with CrossFit and opening up their own gyms and then having their patients go to these gyms. And it reminded me when I, right when I graduated college, I went to work at a hospital and I was in charge of the cardiac fitness classes. People that who have recently had heart attacks or had surgery and stuff like that. Yeah. And I was like, they're all these people were there because their doctors told them to be mm-hmm, there. Mm-hmm. That was your part of your recovery and their prescription. And I think that's great, because that's exactly what we need. But people aren't even thinking that. And if the doctors aren't on board telling you, specifically, you need to go to this place and go to this class. I'm letting them know you're going to be there, like a PT. They're not doing it. They're just saying, go out and you need to walk more. You need to be more active. If it's just really general, they're less likely to do it.
Yeah. And they have limited exposure. So doctors' jobs are to fix you, right? Not to really maintain a lifelong health status. So when they prescribe stuff, they prescribe stuff so you don't get injured. So like in my case, for example, they told me I'd never run again and I would always have a limp. Don't lift heavy weights because that could injure yourself. It could aggravate your arthritis, stuff like that. So they have to say a certain thing to cover their butts, right, legally. So when you get these doctors who understand movement and what it does for you and talking to them and integrating them into CrossFit, then those doctors have a better understanding of what people need to get healthier and move better, right? So this whole stigma of let's just keep people at a very low base so they don't get injured or re-injured, and we'll just keep them sustaining for the rest of their life at an average pace, right? Now we've changed these doctors' mindsets to think about a real health situation where it can improve people's lives rather than just maintaining an average state.
Yeah, I think they're just few and far between. I mean, again, a lot of doctors, general practitioners don't know enough about nutrition, and a lot of them don't know enough about what is my hair sticking up?
You're fine. Keep going.
I saw it.
You got staticky behind us.
Oh, nice. We should put a picture in
there. Oh, now I lost my train of thought. But they don't know enough about nutrition, and they don't know enough about movement. I mean, a lot of them, I know back in the day it was that way, but still a lot of doctors aren't in the best physical shape, and nutrition can change a lot. Instead, you know, they're supported by pharmaceutical companies to push drugs. I'm like, oh, your back hurts? Take this. Oh, now you're having bladder problems?
They treat the symptoms, not the root causes.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and this is stuff we talk about in class.
Follow all the time. They will follow doctor's orders most of the time.
This goes back to the pay now or pay later thing, right? Where mm-hmm. if we come in here and we spend a lot, not a lot, but we spend most of our, we spend income on keeping ourselves healthy and taking care of ourselves with nutrition and working out, gym memberships, things like that. We're paying that now consistently so that we don't have to pay to take pills or to live in a home later. And that's the whole idea that we're trying to get across.
Yeah. And there's insurance companies now are actually looking more into that, right? So if we can look at people getting healthier through fitness and nutrition, we can keep them out of the hospitals, right? Which in turn lowers our national debt and health coverage and stuff like that. And in turn, you can take that extra money that we're not spending on insurance costs and putting it back into our healthcare system, paying doctors to understand what really needs to be done to make people healthy with nutrition and fitness. Yeah. So it's a big circle, right? So you cut insurance costs, that leaves more money to help better coverage across the board with health. And it also gets all these people to live a better, healthy lifestyle, right? Quality of life improves, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, just saving all that cost for the insurance company is so worth it on the back end.
Oh, so much, yeah.
Yeah, it's irrefutable.
So why spending a little bit now on food and fitness, quality of food?
I wanted to reference this this YouTube channel because I think this guy does a great job. He interviewed, you guys may follow him already, but it's Team Richie, and it's his YouTube channel. And he's at I don't know how to say it, but he's Craig Richie on Instagram. Yeah. So anyway,
hustle guy.
He interviewed Glassman on these changes
that
we're talking about, and it's a great interview. But what he is coming from is he is that athlete, that middle of the road athlete that's trying to make it to regionals. He makes enough money through his YouTube channel that he was able to travel to Cookeville and like train with Rich Froning. And, so he's pumped about the CrossFit Games and trying to make it there one day. So he's asking Glassman, and he's saying things like, well, the CrossFit Games built CrossFit, and Glassman just shuts him down like really yeah. bad. And it's like, it's super interesting. So if you guys want to see sort of like Glassman's actual responses to some of these things from a real athlete in this situation, check out Team Richie on YouTube.
Yeah, he's got a lot of great content on his YouTube page.
Need help with your nutrition? Does your diet consist mainly of mac and cheese and chicken nuggets? Are you excited about beach season being right around the corner and you still looking like a polar bear in a spring bikini? Well, the nutrition professionals at Ideal Collaborative Nutrition can help. From using biometric testing to determine exactly what you need to eat, when you need to eat it, and how much you need to eat, Ideal Collaborative Nutrition Services are some of the most revolutionary services on the market. For more information on Ideal Collaborative Nutrition or to set up an appointment with Coach Josh, email josh@cutthroatcrossfit.com.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
What are you doing over there?
Are we having a break today or are we just going through? Oh, it was? Oh, so we're back from break.
We're back from break.
Even though we didn't really stop talking.
You were on break while Brian was plugging somebody else's YouTube channel and not getting paid for it. I was just trying to give him a reference.
He's awesome, yeah.
Okay. You can pay me if you want.
Or a shout out.
Or a shout out.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Cool. What else do we got going on?
Well, we could talk about the 21-day detox.
Yeah. So speaking of nutrition, yeah.
Yeah. So, who likes to want to explain it?
I'll explain
Brian.
It.
Brian. All right, there we go. Brian, let's I'll explain Brian. It.
All right, guys. The 21-day detox is similar to what it sounds like, okay? It's really just 3 weeks to clean up your act heading into summer. This is not like one of those companies or supplement products where you're actually like detoxing your body. It's really just cleaning up the junk to try to get ready for summer. And hopefully you stick with some of the habits that we learned throughout the 3 weeks. For our current members, we're giving you guys the diet plan for free. You're going to keep coming in and doing what you're already doing in CrossFit. Roseanne and Josh are helping with the nutrition plan. We have sort of a template that we're working off of, but we're making sure that it's in accordance with everything that we believe in. And you guys know that we don't really like a lot of supplements. We don't, you know, the actual sense of the word detox, we're not going to like, you know, give you a juicing diet or something like that. Yeah. We're definitely not doing that. Okay. The diet is based on meat, vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch and no sugar, wheat. Right. So that's like, we've been preaching that for a really, really long time, but it's just 3 weeks to be super hardcore about it, to try to stick with some of those habits. For brand new people to the gym, we have an orientation on the 27th where there's three different times. I'm going to talk all about the diet and the fitness plan that you guys are going to embark upon. Mm-hmm. For new people, we are going to pair in some fitness, and it is going to be some hardcore fat loss training. We're going to try to get you guys to lose some weight before summer and just expose you to a lot of the things that we're already doing here at the gym and give you guys some great results.
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, everyone can do it.
Everybody.
It's not, everybody can do it. You have to be a veteran CrossFitter.
Yeah.
No experience is totally fine. If you have one leg, you can do it. Okay. There's no limitation we haven't dealt with.
And for you weightlifters that are not on nutrition, which is like one of them right now. Actually, no, you're all except for one. That's what I meant. Sorry. There's only one person like, that's wow. on nutrition right now. But wow. for you guys too, use it.
Wait, how many supers do we have?
that's all we have except supers.
We're the super only barbell club. And
yeah.
Roseanne.
Yeah. And
just a little gal. Yeah, I recommend doing this. This is going to be awesome for a lot of people because it recharges. So a lot of people get tired with nutrition, or especially with how the year's going for them, like parties, stuff like that, drinking a lot. This kind of breaks all that and resets you to have a better understanding of nutrition and where you should be at. And then, like Brian said, develop those good habits, good quality habits for food and
fitness. Mean, you hear all the time, I really need to stop with the sugar. I really should start on Monday. I really should start at the next month or whatever. But I think if you can just grab a friend or two, grab your coworkers, I'm like, grab your neighbor. You get discounts if you bring like what, two or three people.
Yeah.
And it's cheap anyway. It's really inexpensive. And it's something you're like, I can do this for 21 days. You can do anything.
Yeah, anyone can do anything for 21 days.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Selfishly, as a gym owner, I'm partially putting this on just so I can do it too, because I need to do it. So it's like, it's after the babies and everything. Pie. Like, yeah. I need a 3-week cleanup, and then Josh is going to take over my nutrition after that. But I need 3 weeks to just freaking dial it in So I'm like, well, if everybody joins me, then we can all go through the hell together.
Accountability is what most people need, right?
Yeah.
Hold their hands. What's going on here sort of thing. So.
And it'll also be the end of the Reese's peanut butter egg season, which is the downfall of me right now.
So I got so sad on that note because I went to King Soopers the other day and I took the checkout line right next to the candy aisle where they have all the in Boulder. There's actually with Safeway. They have like a section of aisles next to like Easter stuff they keep there. So I like threw all my stuff on the conveyor belt because there was somebody in front of me, and I went down the aisle to try and find the peanut butter eggs, and they were all gone.
No,
I was like, and then I'm like, how can they be all gone? So I went back a couple times, and then I found like these giant ones, but I'm like, I'm not gonna eat that. Like I want,
you're just
like,
gonna wait till they're
the
Monday
the
when
size.
The
yeah,
it's just
the size. Mini ones it don't taste the same. No. The big ones don't taste the same.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
I don't
I'm
either.
Gonna
buy you
the
a pack
peanut
of
butter
them.
Eggs. You'll love them. They're so good.
They're the best thing ever.
Okay,
I don't know how they put so much love into that little egg.
It's different from a Cadbury egg.
It is.
Oh, it's not. Because Cadbury eggs are fucking dog
that's,
shit.
That's like a candy shell. Yeah. This is like a chocolate covered peanut butter. It's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've.
And
I don't know how they pack
the
so much
serving
love in
size.
There.
I'm pretty sure it's the same as Oreos. It's like two per serving size, but you can probably go through a whole bag if you.
Yeah,
if you try.
Are they the like little balls?
Like, no. They're like this.
Oh,
it's like actually the size of an egg, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's flat and it's chocolate, and like every bite is just perfectly constructed.
Yeah.
Like Reese's R&D department, like every bite has the perfect like chocolate to peanut. This is why I have to do the detox, guys. I've gone off the deep end. And they try to do it at other times of year. Like, and Jake and I have talked about this. They try to do the pumpkins at Halloween and the trees at Christmas. They don't taste the same. Okay. There's not, I know it's exact construction. It's the same ingredients, but just trying to make a different shape. It's not the same.
They do these weird one-off like white chocolate eggs, which are not good.
Yeah.
They're not the same.
I'm going to buy you guys.
I feel like I want to try
you
that.
Try them.
I'm going to buy you guys.
Reese's, we know you're not sponsoring us, but if you want to send us some free eggs, we'll.
And I'm going to go to every store in the tri-state area the day after Easter to try to buy them on sale before everyone else beats me to it. And that's going to last me until the 21-day detox.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you a trick to do this?
What?
So go find those eggs and then go hide them behind something that doesn't sell very much. So then the day after Easter,
that's actually
really smart.
It's so awesome.
Like behind
that. Oh, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna pull
yams. Like nobody buys canned yams.
Condensed
right now.
Milk section.
Here's what I'm gonna do. After hearing all this, I'm gonna pull a Dwight from the office. I'm gonna go buy them all up now. And then when you guys are ready, I'm gonna sell them back to you.
That's such a good idea.
Double the cost.
I'm just gonna start making it rain 20s at Josh, especially at like day 10 on the 21-day detox. Yeah.
Guess what I got?
Oh my god, that's awesome.
There's a reason you couldn't find them.
I do think they make your total go up in weightlifting, though.
They do.
Yeah.
It's
like
the carbs. Yeah.
I don't know.
You feel really good the day after you eat them.
Like when I'm in a hard training cycle and it pairs up with Reese's peanut butter eggs, like I just recover and I can lift more.
It just puts you in that happy place.
We're going to do a scientific study.
Yeah, we should.
We'll use some control groups and we'll see if it actually improves.
It's funny because I'll start with like a big steak or some like good potatoes or something and I'll be like, okay. Let's cap it off with an egg or five.
Yeah, then before you know the whole bag's gone.
Maybe that's what we should put behind us is a
big
egg.
Reese's.
Yeah.
Reese's, if you'd like, you know, we're happy to take sponsorships.
We'll put Team Richie up here.
We should use
the eggs.
The 21-day detox brought to you by Reese's.
Oh, man.
Can we use the photo from Taylor?
Oh, that'd be
the
great.
Creepy Easter Bunny.
The creepy Easter Bunny.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. So we can do that.
Cool.
Yeah, for those of you who take your kids to get pictures with the Easter Bunny, you need to realize that the Easter Bunny is still creepy.
It's not quite like
the Donnie Darko like bunny, but it's a guy in a bunny costume. It's fucking
creepy.
I think any grown man dressed in a suit that's furry is creepy.
I agree. Don't do it.
That's why I don't like Disney.
What's that thing that
furries
people follow? Yeah, that's it.
Furries. Furry sex.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen 1,000 Ways to Die? There was one clip in there about a guy dying. He was in a furry suit and he had mistaken like a wild animal out there, like a wolf or something, and tried to like hunt it down and like mate with it or whatever.
That's amazing.
And the animal ripped him apart.
That's natural selection.
Well, he's probably high. It was in the middle of the desert at dark time.
Totally
like,
natural selection.
Yeah.
Great point, Jake.
Burn Burning Man.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
I took a whole course in college called Deviance in U.S. Society. It was one of my favorite classes ever. But this was a whole subsection of the course was furries.
Oh, my God.
It's in the textbook.
Really?
Yeah. I still have the textbook. I did not sell that one back.
Wow. I would keep that.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, we got anything else we want to touch on today? I mean,
I'm good with the furries.
Oh, hey, for those of you that watched our podcast last week, and for those of you guys listening to it right now, because we're doing an audio and a video version of this, much like we did last week, we, Josh, Rosanne, and I are...
Don't say this.
Why?
Because he's going to feel left out.
Who is?
I'm not sensitive, and I don't care at all.
It's fine.
He might really want to go with when us I said now. It.
So tomorrow...
Katie won't let him, though.
We have the Colorado Youth Championships in the morning. I'm driving back here, and we're leaving from the gym to go to
Casa Bonita.
That's
not
awesome.
Not Casa Bonita. And then after that, we're going to the Rockies game, which will be kind of fun.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
It's on yes. It's on 420.
I'm sorry,
it's,
Brian.
Oh, I didn't get invited to your birthday party.
You didn't even ask him,
I
did you?
Bad.
You should.
Do you think I would actually
you know
go?
What? No, he wouldn't go. You know what? I mean, he would be like,
we understand this, but you
Katie,
don't.
I want to ask Katie, but if I do, she'll fucking kill me.
Hey, can I go to Casa Bonita and the Rockies game?
Not only will I
I'll
not
just
be
leave,
here to help
I'll just
take care
leave
of the kids.
You at home with twin babies, even though I was gone all day working already.
And then when I get home, I'm going to blow up the toilet.
And then,
yeah.
And then Katie.
And then I'm not going to help with dinner or anything else.
And Katie's so sweet. She'll be like, yeah, I guess.
She's just packing it away. It's like, yeah. You know how squats
she's
you put
so
in the sweat
sweet.
Bank? Oh. She's just putting these in whatever bank that is. She's going to pull it all out. Actually, a buddy of mine asked me to go to the game because he's a big Phillies fan. I didn't respond to him yet because I know what the answer really is, but I'm still dreaming.
It's going to be one of those. Remember when Amy left her family of five for 10 days?
Kevin.
I'm going to catch
Abe. We saw Abe yesterday. He's still alive.
Abram was here. He's still alive.
Yeah. Abby's still alive.
Right. Kevin seems like he's doing fine.
Yeah.
He's been taking Ash to the gym with him.
Like you said yesterday. Yeah, they're training in the basement.
Too. Yeah.
So of all people, Amy definitely deserves a trip to St. Mark.
Yes.
So.
Amy's one of our members, and she also does some stuff on the back end for us. And they have five kids,
four
kids. Kim has five kids.
Well, so, depending on Kevin, how you want to count Kevin?
Kevin might be considered. Anyway, so she needs the trip, and now Kevin's at home alone with the kids for 2 weeks, which is kind of funny.
Yeah,
the stories that are coming out of that.
Oh yeah. He's doing all right. The kids are still alive.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Ash all week.
I applaud Kevin. Well, yeah, it's probably kind of a handful to bring him in.
Yeah. Adam's been at the kids' CrossFit classes with Debbie.
Then,
so.
Abby's been coming to lift, and Abram has been
youth
barbell, so it's good.
Has anybody seen Kevin, though?
I haven't seen him.
This morning, apparently.
I haven't seen him work out in a while.
So that when Katie leaves, we're going to have to keep tabs on Brian.
Oh, shit.
Yep. I'm not trusted for more than like 30 minutes right now. I think I got an hour and a half the other day.
By the way, if you guys didn't see Brian's Instagram post or Katie's where he was changing a diaper with full mask and gloves on.
Guys, I just can't handle the blowouts. Like I gag and everything. So I have the mask and gloves from when I was really sick.
Yeah.
So every time there's a blowout, I like scrub up. And I gagged one time and I almost threw up on Jackson. And it was like spit that came out like on his belly.
Oh no.
And I'm like, I just threw up on a newborn kid.
You're
because of
kid.
His disgusting ass poop.
Ugh.
And Katie's like, you're such a baby. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, it's gross.
We laugh, but
poop
I'm
is gross.
I can't.
Yeah.
Especially if it's bad.
I'm fine with blood, guts, and gore. You could be like cut open and I could see all your intestines and actually like touch them. I'd be fine.
Yeah.
But it's
cadaver
poop.
Bones.
Poop is so disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, just wait till they make real poops and then you're like,
gotta
use the toilet.
Hopefully they can wipe their own ass by the time they're like 3 months old. If they're not, I'm going to assume they have a developmental issue.
That's when you like, I don't smell anything and just hand it off to Katie and walk away. I never smelled anything.
Never smelled anything. Sorry.
Never smelled.
But she can tell because my eyes start watering and I'm like, I'm like a dog. Like.
So you'll be okay when Mila comes up to you and says, and Katie's at her on her 10-day trip, Dad, that time of the month happened.
I will vomit everywhere.
I just had my, oh no. That's when it's going
to
happen.
I'm going to have to ask other dads with daughters how they dealt with it. And hopefully the answer is just let mom deal with it.
Yeah, you got Kevin and
just
Dave
always
to ask.
Always keep your lady sticks in your bag.
Katie, we have
Dave
talked about this.
Dave could probably give you some.
And Katie said, yeah, I'll have that talk, but you got to have the other talk. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Gross.
We were talking about that talk the other day. Some of the athletes down there. We remember that. Everybody remembers that talk because it's like.
Oh, we did it with Maddie.
Yeah.
Because she was going to prom.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you had to give her the talk.
Well, no, we
didn't give her the talk.
We're like, I remember my parents giving the talk, and it was the most awkward, like, 10 minutes of my life.
Yeah.
Because you can tell the parents are just like, I don't want to talk to you about this.
This is weird.
Yeah.
You learned it in health class in school.
Pretty sure mine was like, you got any questions? Nope. Sounds good. See you later.
Bye. I tried to give the talk to my son, and then as it turned out, Taylor ended up giving the talk to him, which was great.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like they could be a better.
So they can use each other as resources.
Yeah. So but the problem is they're the same age.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it's okay. Roseanne just solved the problem.
Plus, I mean, a lot of public schools now
do
that.
Get Taylor to do it. She's really good at that kind of stuff.
We'll have Taylor.
Taylor.
She's a hired gun.
Taylor.
That's how we handle all this.
We got to put her in.
So when Katie's gone and she gets her period,
get
Taylor to come over and talk to her.
Taylor. Taylor, you're going to be hired out for giving sex talks and other uncomfortable talks.
And when you want your kids to learn Russian, you talk to Rustin.
What?
Yeah, Rustin knows Russian.
Oh, that's why he did that one day. He kind of Russian.
Oh my God.
That's cool.
Okay. Yeah. So last summer.
Can we use him as a translator?
Last summer, we're at the lake house and the whole family's there. And he's writing. He loves writing his ABCs, like a ton of them. He's three. Mm-hmm. And so he's writing, and my niece goes to him, what are you doing there? And he's writing these letters, and he doesn't answer. And she looks, she goes, that looks like Greek. And so she's looking it up on her phone. Fucking turns out it's fucking Russian.
He's writing Cyrillic?
Russian, the entire fucking alphabet.
No.
No shit. So we're like.
He is a spy.
So we're like, what is that, Russ? And you point to a letter. And he's like, that's ah. Ugh. Not ah. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
And so you hit. Yeah. So you hit it on your translate and pronunciation. It's like. And you're like, okay, what's that? And he's like. And he's like. And
how does he know?
So how does he know Russian, though? That's my question.
Well, one, we don't know, but do not know. But Taylor says the only thing I can think of is when he's in the car, and that, mind you, they live 40 minutes away, that he gets a little iPad that he was watching some kid's Russian YouTube. But he knows the entire
alphabet. This is in the Mueller report.
In Russian.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And like one of my dad's best friends, you know him, Tebow, his girlfriend is Russian. And at Christmas, she was having him, she wrote some stuff for him, crazy. And he totally read it to her in fucking Russian.
I'll have to talk to her about getting a nanny.
I know.
A little baby genius.
Russian nanny.
Anyway, that was kind of funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
I want him to teach me.
Yeah.
We're running out of time here. We got anything else we want to touch on before we close up?
Touch.
Don't touch me.
Everybody's going to touch Jake now.
Bad touch.
No, it's touch his nipples.
For those of you listening, everybody is currently touching Jake.
Those are hard nipples.
He's now flexing his pecs. He looks exactly like Arnold. With a mustache.
Hey, yes. Your mustache is, your beard's grown in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little more shocking when I shave the rest of it off. But if I keep enough stubble, people don't want to arrest me for
creepiness,
pedophilia, or stuff like that.
A pederast.
If you keep narrowing it down, it'll eventually just become the Hitler.
I've done that.
Did you know Michael Jordan did that for a while?
Really?
Yeah, the Hitler.
He did. Yeah. People gave him shit for it. And so I'm pretty sure every guy's in that. When you shave, if you're shaving the mustache off, you like slowly creep your way in. You're like, oh, I wonder what this will look like. And you get there and you're like, no.
So one day you guys should all just shave everything off. Just.
No, I hate that.
I don't want to.
In the new.
I did that for 13 years of my life.
In the new Adam Sandler special, well, it's not new anymore, but on Netflix. He's got a song in there. He says, Daddy shaved his face. Daddy made a big mistake. Where'd Daddy's mustache go? Like, it's not good.
I'll do it when I'm like 65. Because then, like, it'll be gray as fuck. So then I'll shave it and it'll be like, oh, you're like 45 now. Sweet.
Yeah. What did you say about Josh Bridges? Why he has a mustache?
Oh, it's so when you have kids, it's to show who's the boss when they come out of the vagina. That's why you have a mustache.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Good job.
I'm really glad you used the official term instead of like some weird slang term for it.
What? The vagina?
Yeah.
Vagine.
Vagine. The vajayjay?
We call it the
jay-jay,
cho-cho.
The
cho-cho, I like that.
It's called the vagina. Let's get it straight.
That's a Hispanic thing. But yeah, cho-cho is.
Cho-cho?
Mm-hmm. That's what we used to call it. Or we.
I'm going to start using that one.
So
cho-cho?
It's
like choo-choo.
So if I hit on a Hispanic girl and I say cho-cho, she's going to know what I mean?
I don't know. Probably.
I'll probably get smacked.
But you know what?
Thanks for that.
What was it? Oh, it was on Bad Moms. You guys probably didn't watch that movie.
The movie with Mila Kunis?
Yeah.
No, that's
yeah.
a good movie.
Mila Kunis is hot.
Seen it with Katie.
Bad Moms at the end. So it's, I can't believe I pushed that thing out of my cho-cho. And I was like, oh my God, that's awesome. Okay.
It's almost like choo-choo. So if you teach kid that,
choo-choo.
Point.
I know.
Joey Diaz has his daughter. He doesn't ever call it her vagina. He calls it her monkey.
Yeah. That's weird when you throw other names on it. Yeah. It's like,
because like punching the monkey
with the pulverizer.
So like that's
the monkey.
But he's a comedian, so he's probably setting that joke up. Yeah. Like he's laying it up right now. Yeah.
All right. Is that going to be it for today? I think we're.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
We've covered our gambit of everything. So
join our detox.
Remember, guys, if you want to sign up for the detox, where can they go for that?
Facebook.
Website, Facebook, whatnot.
Ideal Collaborative Facebook page. Just find the post, click through, come to the orientation.
There you go.
Whoop.
Like and the page. Orientation is on the 27th.
Saturday.
Saturday, 27th.
9:15, noon, and 2.
There you go. And okay.
Challenge starts on the 29th.
We'll close out like we usually do. So we're if people want to find you, where do they find you?
Yeah, Roseanne.
We'll come back to you. We always have to come back to you. So Josh, pick a couple, list them.
You can find me on Facebook at Joshua Sharp, or you can find me on Instagram either at Sharpie_546 or coach.j.sharp. And you can find us, you can email me at josh@cutthroatcrossfit.com, or you can just go onto our website at idealcollaborative.com and search us out there.
I said a couple. Brian got glazed over. Where can they find you if they want to reach out to you?
Your whole Instagram, I see Brian B.
There you go. Okay. Rosanna, yours?
Instagram, rsmario13.
Okay. That's RS Mario. She slurs her words sometimes. Smario. She drinks early in the day.
Smario.
Smario. And then if you guys are
want to
get in contact with me, Coach Jake Sterney on Instagram, you can slide into my DMs or you can email me at jake@bahala-barbell.com. All right.
Later. Word. I thought of a That's new it. Topic for next week.
What is it?
Nope. I'll tell you later.
There's a surprise.
Now. We could tease it right now.
Tease.
Nope.
Okay. Rosanna doesn't want to tease.
She doesn't really have one.
She doesn't have one. There we go.
There's our time.
All right. Thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you in the next one.
Later. I feed a Zane.
Oh, my God. My back.
We're going to do a... We're gonna.
He's not
out.
Done recording.
We're going to figure out how to get you guys a date.
No, we're not doing a topic on that.
See, that's why I didn't say it out loud. But yeah, we are.